The Force will be strong at the Big A during Star Wars weekend on April 18th and 19th. Stay after the game on Friday the 18th for a post-game light show featuring 800 drones and be one of the first 25,000 fans in attendance on Saturday the 19th to receive your commemorative Big A and Millennium Falcon. Visit angels.com/promotions for more info on the Star Wars weekend at the Big A.
Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Keeneland, racing as it was meant to be, now through April 25th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, home of California's newest stallion, Forbidden Kingdom. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By Santa Anita. From Sea Biscuit to Zenyatta, Santa Anita's where champions compete. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key races around the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll be joined by co-host John Lindo in just a minute. No live racing at Santa Anita this weekend. We're taking a little bit of a break. Racing resumes on Friday, but that doesn't mean there's not a lot going on. Keeneland is full force right now. They've got 11 races on their card, two stakes races, the Grade 3 Lexington and the Grade 1 Jenny Wiley. At Oaklawn Park, reigning horse of the year, Torpedo Anna comes back and runs again today in the Apple Blossom. That's the 11th at Oaklawn, a Grade 1. They also have the Count Fleet on tab, a Grade 3 race there with a very heavy favorite. Gulfstream Park, 10 races. John Lindo, we are 3 weeks in front of the Kentucky Derby, and even though we don't have live racing at Santa Anita this weekend, a lot going on. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. You're absolutely right. We had some major Derby preps last week. The last Derby prep is today, that Lexington Stakes you mentioned at Keeneland. But based on the points that the horses that are entered in that race have, no matter who wins, I don't think it's going to make any difference as far as getting a new shooter into the race. So very kind of a non-consequential Derby prep today, the Lexington Stakes as far as the Derby goes. But, you know, we're at the point now where you start watching for the fallout.
Yeah, no doubt, John, kind of picking up also key races along the way. So let's do a little recap on what we saw last weekend with the three Derby prep races. Actually, one of them was run on Tuesday. That was the Bluegrass at Lexington. But let's go back to last Saturday's races and the Santa Anita Derby, where Journalism, I thought, overcame a lot and has stamped himself, I think, as a very solid favorite for the Derby. So talk about the Santa Anita Derby last Saturday.
Well, you know, it was only a 5-horse field, but it was not an easy trip for Journalism. He was outrun early, as was expected. I thought a little bit strange that Umberto Rispoli placed him on the inside behind the maiden, Westwood, down the backside. And going into the 3/8 pole, when Westwood kind of flattened out a little bit, Journalism started to get shuffled back, and Rispoli actually was a little bit lucky to get out from behind that horse and split horses and be able to get a clean run around the far turn, and then he showed what he's shown every single time. He finishes every time, and he ran right through the wire to win and run down by Asa, who ran a super race for trainer John Sheriffs. Journalism gets the money by 3/4 of a length. The time was 1:49.56 for the mile and an eighth on a very dull main track. Baeza ran a great race, got first run, and was tough to the wire. He came in second, but Bob, with the 5-horse field, only 37.5 points for second place as far as the Derby qualifying points go, and that's right now not going to be enough to get Baeza into the Kentucky Derby. But Journalism is seasoned, he's versatile, and I can't knock this horse. He's checked all the boxes. And as long as he stays sound going into the Kentucky Derby, Michael McCarthy looks like he has the horse to beat for the Kentucky Derby.
And generally, John, you wouldn't say you get a lot of seasoning out of a 5-horse field, but I think Journalism definitely did. Down inside, as you said, the backing up leader came right back in his face about the 3/8 pole. And Rispoli had to steady and then really go to riding on the far turn. But he's all racehorse, John. I have no knocks on him, and I feel very confident, you know, if things stay as they are for the next 3 weeks, he's going to be very tough to beat in Kentucky. Let's talk about the Wood Memorial, where Bob Baffert shipped Rodriguez east, and he got the money in front-running style.
Right, from the rail, Rodriguez broke well. Mike Smith immediately put him on the lead. And when they really didn't go after him early, that basically was that. He set the pace, opened up turning for home by about 4 lengths, ended up winning easily by 3.5 lengths. A pretty good time, a mile and eighth, 1:48.15. The Grande from Todd Fletcher's barn ran second after a wide trip. He ran pretty well. Both of those horses are in the Derby now. Rodriguez will be there for Bob Baffert. The one thing this race does, Bob, I think it kind of gives you an idea of what kind of horses we have on the West Coast. Rodriguez, probably the, you know, maybe the second or third option for Bob Baffert, goes back and wins the Wood. And I have no doubt he'll get the mile and a quarter. But the one thing he did not answer in this race, Bob, is that all of his best races have been when he's on the lead. And what happens if he does not make the lead in the Derby? As you know, there's always speed in the Kentucky Derby.
And then, John, the Bluegrass was moved to Tuesday as Keeneland had to postpone a couple cards at the beginning of their meet, and Burnham Square ran down East Avenue right on the wire. I got to say, John, they did not blaze home the final quarter mile, three-eighths of a mile of this race.
No, East Avenue looked a little bit like what we saw as early as his two-year-old season before he stumbled so badly in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, and then he ran an absolute clunker at Fairgrounds earlier this winter. He was sent hard to make the lead. They went fast early, and he was game to the wire. He got beat a nose by Burnham Square, who benefited from the fast early pace. And this is a horse that tries every time, Burnham Square. And the one thing about it that I took note, Bob, is that Burnham Square washed out pretty bad last time at Gulfstream Park. He was a lot better yesterday, so maybe from a maturity standpoint, maybe he's starting to get it. He handled the crowd size no problem, and he did finish well, but he should have won the race the way it was run. And the last last eighth of a mile was over 13, I think it was 13 and 2. They weren't coming home very fast at all. So I think all these horses are going to have to run a little bit better to be any kind of factor in the Kentucky Derby.
John, a couple jockey assignments were named yesterday, and at this point in time, shockingly, Flavian Pratt does not have a Derby mount. I got to believe that's going to change over the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, the horses that got in this week, Grande, who was second in the Wood Memorial, is in the race, and he'll be ridden by John Velasquez. And Publisher, who was second in the Arkansas Derby, has been ridden by Flavian Pratt in the Derby preps. It was announced this week that Ired Ortiz picks up the mount. Two horses are out of the Derby. Heart of Honor, who was the runner-up in Dubai, the UAE Derby, and Flood Zone, who was also ran in the UAE Derby, are out. That puts Matiquette Road from Bob Baffert in the race if they want to go. But like you say, with the switch to Ired Ortiz for the Arkansas Derby runner-up, Publisher, right now, the 2024 Eclipse Award leading jockey, Flavian Pratt, is without a mount for the Kentucky Derby. I don't think there's any way he's going to miss this dance. And you just kind of wonder what Brad Pegram, his agent, has in store. But you know things must be cooking behind the scenes here.
Well, John, let's talk about some highlights and maybe a couple lowlights from the Santa Anita Classic meet, which wound up last Sunday. As I mentioned, a break in the schedule, resuming on Friday, but some good news coming out from Santa Anita regarding attendance, handle, field size, etc. So you handle that, and then I'll hit a couple of things that are maybe on the other end, not quite on the highlight end.
Well, as far as the highlights, obviously, on-track attendance posted a 6% gain. That's terrific. We saw the field sizes increase by 7%, and overall handle was up. So all of those were good signs, and that leads to an increase in handle for the upcoming Hollywood meet, which begins next Friday. So those were positives. So one thing before I hand it to you as far as some concerns, the one thing, even with the bigger field sizes, Bob, out of 478 races run during the Classic meet, the favorites won 219 races. That's 46% for the meet. And of those 219 favorites that have won, I unofficially had 91 of those horses at less than even money. That is a huge number of odds on horses winning for a prolonged meet. And I think the one thing it tells you, even though the field sizes were bigger, maybe the depth of competition was a little bit light. So that was the one concern for me going into the Hollywood meet. And then I know you had a couple of concerns as well.
Yeah, definitely, John. And the first thing I want to hit on is the morning line situation. As some listeners may know, morning line maker Jeff Siegel has had some health issues, and he did not do the line for the last 4 or 5 weeks of the meet. It's a very hard job, there's no doubt about it, and Jeff would probably be the first to admit he blew some lines. But what we have seen in the last month is unacceptable. It's my understanding that the line is being computer-generated, using algorithms, and then the final touches are applied by Ed DeRosa of Horse Racing Nation. And since Ed is never shy about sharing his opinions, particularly online, I'll share mine. The line has had a lot of holes in it, to say the least. And I've got some examples to share just from the last week that we ran at Santa Anita. So going back to Friday, April 4th, sixth race, Vincero Grande, 5-2 second choice, ended up going off at 16-1. Ninth race, Regal Patriot, was the 7-2 second choice, ended up going off at 22-1. And then in the 10th race, Valentine's Candy was the 7-2 third choice, went off at 32-1. And then coming back on Saturday, it went the opposite way, John. Almond Joy, who was Bruce Finkelstein's radio pick, was 10-1 on the morning line, ended up winning as the 2-1 favorite. And then in the 11th race, Miss Roberts, who was Bob Mazursky's and John Hardoon's radio play, 8-1 on the morning line, ended up winning as the 5-2 favorite. So that's five pretty egregious mistakes in just a sample size of 34 races from last week. And we know the line at Los Al with Ed Burghardt doing it will be rock solid. So here's hoping Del Mar uses someone with local knowledge of the Southern California circuit. And no, John, I'm not campaigning for the job. You couldn't pay me enough to do that job. The second thing, John, and it's something that we have been harping on for years now, and that's the sound quality of the Santa Anita PA system. John, as you know, I love live racing. For decades, I was at Santa Anita almost every single day. I had a seat in the front row of the press box right on the finish line, usually with the window open. But at some point about 6 or 7 years ago, I could no longer hear the announcer or the race calls despite my prime real estate there. So I questioned it, I complained, I cajoled, but to no avail. I was told some of the infield speakers had been turned off due to reverberation off the windows of the Front Runner restaurant. So I decided, since the situation wasn't going to change, that I would have to change, and I stopped going to Santa Anita except on very rare occasions. But last Saturday, John, I went out there to play in a handicapping contest that had an on-track bonus, and the player room was set up at the very far west end of the grandstand. Nice room, nice setup. Everything was great. But I wanted to watch the Santa Anita Derby outside, so I walked outdoors and once again couldn't hear anything but the faint, garbled call of Frank Miramati because the speakers at the far west end of the grandstand were not turned on. And we had 34,000 in attendance that day. A pretty good crowd was seated in the lower grandstand area all the way to about the eighth pole. I'm sure they couldn't hear much either. So when people ask me why I drive 17 miles in the opposite direction to go to the Derby room at Fairplex instead of 3 miles to Santa Anita to see live racing, it's because I like to hear the call of the races. It's simply about customer service and caring about your patrons. John, I wanted to get that off my chest. It's off my chest. Let's get into some fun things now, like the upcoming Derby seminar that you'll be doing in Vegas, and I'll be doing one also over there at the Rampart. So talk about yours at the South Point, and then we want to get a play from you because you put out your Keeneland selections on your Lindo report today.
Well, we're going to have the Las Vegas Valley covered. Both of us go with the Derby seminar after Oaks, after the Kentucky Oaks on the day before. That'll be Friday, May 2nd. I go at 6 o'clock in the bar area right next to the race book at the South Point Hotel. I'll be there with John Hardoon, who you hear every week here. Ralph Saraga, who does Race Day Las Vegas, will host us out there. We'll do that at 6 o'clock. We'll have the ballroom open for watching and wagering on the Kentucky Derby card at Churchill Downs. I'll do our show out there from South Point Hotel that Saturday, May the 3rd. So we go out there, and then you and an old friend of ours are going to be over on the other side of town, the northwest part of town in Las Vegas.
Yeah, myself, Dwayne Colucci, who's the race and sportsbook manager at the Rampart, and Jay Pribman joining us for the second straight year. I think it was Jay covered 39 derbies live, so we love to get his expertise. That's Friday, May 2nd, also 6 p.m. in the Cascade Lounge at the Rampart Casino, and we will keep plugging those as we lead up into Derby weekend. So, John, our handicappers have been red hot. You put out your Lindo report today for Keeneland, and let's get a radio selection from you. And if we didn't get the South Point number out there, let's get it out there.
The number for the South Point, you want to come out for the seminar, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you how to set up a room reservation and get a thoroughbred L.A. horse player rate. As far as the play at Keeneland today, I'm going to go to race number 5. Number 11, Warlander, comes out of the Grade 2 Bourbon at Keeneland last fall. Ran a good race, split the field that day. That race has already produced four next out winners, drop in class, Lasix on. And I thought Closer started to do a lot better on this turf course at Keeneland yesterday as it's drying out from the rains they had. Right style over the right turf course. 10-1 on the program, number 11, Warlander, race number 5 at Keeneland. And, Bob, you did some handicapping as well. Let's get a play from you. You came up with a winner last week. Another bet-down horse to you, Jules Shillelagh, 580. You're the king of them. They're hammering the Bob Ike plays on the radio.
I've hit four in a row, John. At least this one went off at better than even money, so I feel a little good about that. But the horse I'll give out today at Keeneland, definitely going to be a square price. Let's go to the 10th. It's the Jenny Wiley, and that's number 8, Sacred Wish. This is a really tough race. It's a grade one. You've got international flavor in here. And I tried this horse when I played in the Pegasus contest down in Florida. This was my biggest play of the day, and I unloaded, John. Unfortunately, could do no better than second, came up a neck short. She kind of stopped running on the far turn. I thought she was going to finish off the board and then surged late. I thought it was a good effort. I think she'll run well again. The price is right at 8-1. No easy spot at all, but she's very honest. I think she'll fire her race today. So Keeneland, 10th race, number 8, Sacred Wish, 8-1 on the morning line. Let's go ahead and take our first time out, John. When we come back, Bob Mazursky and Bruce Finkelstein. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, as our general manager Nate Newby stated, for 90 years, Santa Anita Park has stood strong as a pillar of winter racing, and this year only enhanced that position. We continue to be thankful to the owners and trainers, horse players, fans, and our staff who combined to make Santa Anita the great race place. Indeed, our classic meet posted increases in all key metrics, and we especially want to thank you, our great fans. Our Hollywood meet will open on Friday, April 18th, and continue through Sunday, June 15th. As we did last meet, we will continue to offer a fantastic wagering menu that includes the traditional $2 pick six, along with low 15% takeout bets like the $5 late dilly double, the $3 all turf pick three, and the $3 late pick three, and of course, the ever popular pick fives. Our Hollywood meet will also offer exciting events like the huge spring carnival on opening weekend and the biggest Easter egg hunt in the San Gabriel Valley on April 20th with over 30,000 Easter eggs. Go to santaanita.com for all the details, and we will see you on opening day, Friday, April the 18th, here at Santa Anita Park.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I said listen to them by myself.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, before we bring in Bob Mazursky, how about a cowbred of the week?
Well, almost co-cowbreds of the week, Bob. How about Style Cat, who won the Echo Eddie Stakes last Saturday at Santa Anita? Style Cats by Curlin to Mischief out of the Kitten's Joy Mare Kitten's Trip, owned and bred by Jay Kirk and Judy Robeson, trained by Peter Miller. $75,000 was the winner's share, so now career earnings for Style Cat over $229,000. And an honorable mention to Almond Joy, who you mentioned in the first segment. She won the Evening Jewel Stakes. Almond Joy was the first stakes winner for her sire, Ohm, out of the hard-spun mare Margie's Minute, and was bred by Jerry and Connie Baker, owned by Baker, Goloco, and Scanlon, and trained by Aggie Ordonez. And her career earnings now over $150,000. Two good stakes-winning cowbreds last Saturday at Santa Anita.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Bob. We heard us talk about the Derby preps. What were your impressions? Who was most impressive last weekend between Journalism Rodriguez and Burnham Square?
I think it's Journalism. I'm with you. I think all things being equal, if he gets a good trip in the Derby, he'll be very, very tough to beat as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's the most sure I've felt about a Derby selection I'm going to make since probably Barbaro, going all the way back to Barbaro. But I feel pretty confident that if he gets a clean trip, he'll win. I mean, Rodriguez won on the lead, and, you know, that's usually the case. It seems like Aqueduct favors speed most days. And then Burnham Square, I'm with you. It was more that, you know, they went fast and they came home slow, and he looked good winning, and a mile quarter should suit him. But I think Journalism, no doubt.
Bob wanted you to preview the Ginny Wiley. I made a pick in there, so feel free to go against me, or how did you see that race?
No, I think at the price, she's the bet in the race just because, you know, she was wide in that race in Florida that you talked about. I thought she ran well that day. I've always liked betting on the George Weaver barn. I think he's a very solid trainer. But, yeah, you know, it's a deep field. You have Excellent Truth making her first start for Chad Brown. She hasn't been out since last July in Europe, but, you know, how successful Brown is with these European chipper, and he gets Pratt to ride. She draws inside. Choice here, the horse drawn right next to her, comes off back-to-back wins in group races over in Dubai. Kehoe Beach comes back for Wesley Ward. She's probably the speed of the race. But, you know, most days I know speed doesn't hold up very often on that grass course, and especially yesterday that was the case. So I think Sacred Wish and then Be Your Best, who was able to win that race down in Florida, have a look as well. But the gamble for me is the horse that you like, Bob.
Sacred Wish. And then you mentioned Chad Brown. He's won this race 6 out of the last 7 years. He's got Excellent Truth in there, a French import who looks very tough. So it's really a good race. And Bob, we wanted to get a selection from Keeneland. Also, did you put up your selections for Keeneland today at todaysracingdigest.com, or do you have the day off?
I have the day off. I'll just wait until Santa Anita starts again next Friday, so I'll just be focusing on the Southern California races. But I'm going to go to the second race today, and I like a horse, and it's not just because of the name. I'm going to go to number 6, Mr. Bob, in race 2 at Keeneland. Yeah, this horse had 2 braces off the layoff at Oaklawn Park, but he's 2-for-2 at Keeneland. That's what I'm playing off for Mike Maker. He was in not to be claiming those races at Oaklawn. Now he's in for 40. They get Juan Hernandez in, who rode a big price winner for Maker the other day at Keeneland. So number 6 in race 2, Mr. Bob.
Mr. Bob for Mr. Bob, 8-1 at Keeneland. That'll work. And Bob, enjoy a few days of no graded handicaps, and we'll look for your stuff again on Friday.
Sounds good. And I couldn't agree with you more about the morning line in Santa Anita, Bob. I hope something gets done about it so we have a good line to look forward to for the class of meet, and then when Del Mar starts in July.
Thank you, Bob.
All right.
That is Bob Mazursky, and let's go ahead and get up to Vegas and talk with Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We are having a good day, and we wanted you to kind of take a quick look at the feature races at Oaklawn today, because both of them have prohibitive favorites. So in the Count Fleet, Booth is 3-5, and then in the Apple Blossom, obviously Torpedo Anna is going to be a very, very short price in there. Any use trying to beat these horses, or are they just free spots today?
I think they're close to free spot. I honestly think Booth might even be a bigger standout in the Count Fleet. I think it just comes down to him. If he breaks, okay. He was powerful winning the Whitmore, and he's got numbers that are, you know, much better than this group. I don't know. I think if he doesn't make a mistake at the gate, I think the race is over. Pretty much, you know, Torpedo Anna has had some easy races of late. Even the Breeders' Cup, the races, look, she's a top horse, don't get me wrong, but she's not facing Cavalieri today. Let's put it that way. She's not facing any world beaters. She might have to sit, which hasn't been her style lately. She's been front-running lately. She might just have the best finish in this race. I mean, the only other horse with a prayer is a horse by the name of Where's My Ring, who earned a big number winning an allowance race. Torpedo Anna handled her pretty easily as a three-year-old on a couple of occasions, but in the case of Where's My Ring, she does have the big race. If anyone is going to beat Torpedo Anna, it's Where's My Ring, but I think it's kind of, you know, I think you're really stretching it a little bit to try to beat either one of these favorites, unfortunately, in this late sequence today.
John Lindo, what do you have for Bruce?
Well, Bruce, with Santa Anita dark this weekend, what do you have for betonbruce.com today?
So we have the last seven at Keeneland. What a great card today at Keeneland. We say that every day. But the last seven at Keeneland and a late pick five. Hopefully we can make him make a little money in the other races today at Oaklawn Park. Late pick five at Oaklawn also.
Well, I'm going to ask you for your first play. Which track do you want to go to for your first radio play?
Well, let's stay at Oaklawn, because I think the only way, you know, if you're going to include, you know, those two favorites, Booth and Torpedo Anna, you might have to play a little narrower in the other races and maybe try to hit this thing, you know, a few extra times, press the button. Got an interesting horse in the ninth race. This is a 20,000 now winners two lifetime claimer. The number 10 horse, Tiz Charming, was claimed by Steve Asmussen three races ago. He looked pretty good winning. I thought he got shuffled a little on the turn on February 3rd, but when he finally got to the outside in the clear, he really leveled off nicely. He won going away. He ran in a 25,000 now winners two lifetime race last time out, and you see the trouble line there. It says blocked at the 7/16. What happened was he didn't have a whole lot of speed, and Asmussen, the rider, made a huge inside move. He went for it. Unfortunately, he ran out of racing. He made a big move, though, and got stopped. He still finished fourth in a good-looking race for the level. The winner came back to win again. He takes a baby jump, I mean, step down, rather, in class today. I think he's an improved horse since he's got to the Asmussen barn. Maybe he can take back and make one run. He's a big, fat 12-1 on the morning line. So in race 9, number 10, Tiz Charming at 12-1 on the morning line.
And, Bruce, did you have a second play today?
We always tangle here, and you get the best of me most, but I got to look at this this Jenny Wiley race. It's almost like a Breeders' Cup race. It's all
yes.
Good. It's right, guys, this is phenomenal. This race, and one of the horses Bob Mazursky mentioned I'm very interested in is the two-horse Choisaya, I believe it is. She has been spectacular at Dubai, a little more firm turf than she had been running in Great Britain. She was a decent horse in Great Britain, but boy, has she just come alive. On January 17, at a mile, now I will say she got a slow tempo up front. She crawled on the lead, but she could not have looked better. I mean, that last eighth of a mile was breathtaking when she won that race, the Cape Verde. Come back a month later, she runs against Cinderella's Dream, one of the top fillies in the Godolphin barn on the turf. In fact, I know she ran in some big races in the U.S. I believe she was in the Breeders' Cup also. She had a different trip. This is what I was impressed with. Instead of getting an easy lead, she was mid-pack, a couple lengths off the pace, three wide throughout. She made her move from off the pace on the turn. Cinderella's Dream got the inside run, and they ran away and hid. and she put her head down. The first two horses were 8 lengths in front, and it looked good. It was super. I think she's figured things out. Maybe she likes firmer going than she liked in Europe, but those two races, guys, in Dubai were spectacular, and I'd have to back her today. So in the 10th, let's go with the 2, Choi Saya, who is 4-1 on the morning line.
Bruce gave us 2 winners last week. Crazy Mason at Oaklawn Park paid $12.60, and then that big bet down at Santa Anita, Almond Joy, who was 10-1 on the line, paid $6.20. So Bruce, 2 for 2. We'll try to do it again today. Go to betonbruce.com, and thank you, Bruce. We'll check in again next week.
Take care, guys.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Toby Callett from tobycallett.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have live racing on Saturday and Sunday night. First post this Saturday is 6.05 p.m. First post this Sunday is 5.10 p.m. And we're already looking ahead at the trials to the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity on Saturday night, April 19th. Top juveniles will race for a spot in the Grade 2 Kindergarten Final. Plus, Night Racing's best bets are early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is often over $200,000. Remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. Racing fans, Los Alamitos is also open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Seems like yesterday.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We're going to get right to John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John.
Bob, I couldn't agree with you more about your rant about the morning line at Santa Anita, especially since for years we had John White, who was probably the best at doing this, and before that, Jeff Tufts. And now for it to have fallen the way it has, it's just an embarrassment. It really is, and Santa Anita should really try to correct this as soon as possible.
Agree, John. Thank you for the input. Conditions today at Aqueduct?
Rain, rain, and more rain.
Okay.
Hasn't stopped raining for 2 days.
We will look at the mutters today, John. I know John Lindo wanted to get your first pick. You always give us two, and even though you've got no Santa Anita this week, there's still plenty going on. You gave us Miss Roberts at Santa Anita last weekend. That was part of that snowball on the morning line, getting off at 5-2. John Lindo, jump on in.
Well, John Hardoon, I'm assuming, knowing what you cover, you've got Aqueduct going, Keeneland going, and I'm assuming you also have Oaklawn Park and Gulfstream Park, because you never take a day off, so you can go anywhere around the country for your first play. Where do you want to go?
All right, so let's go to Aqueduct and look at the ninth and final 7 furlongs on the main track, and I love the number one horse in here, Master of Arms. This is a 6-year-old gelding who's gotten real good at the ripe old age of 6. Laurent Giroux, who's spending the day in New York today, rides. This horse is listed at 4-1 on the morning line. The big favorite in here, number 5, Quick to Accuse, was claimed last time out away from Brad Cox. Looked like he wanted to lose the horse that day, so red flag surrounding the favorite. I like number 1, Master of Arms, to win today's ninth and final out at Aqueduct.
Master of Arms in the ninth at Aqueduct, 4-1, trying to beat the favorite. And, John, where would you go for your second radio play?
Let's go to Oaklawn and look at race number 10. It's a 1 1/16 on the main track and full fields as usual at Oaklawn. And I like the number 6 horse in here, Baddest Good Boy. 4-year-old gelding from the Norm Cassie barn, Ricardo Santano aboard to ride. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. He's in the best racing shape of his career. Number 6, Baddest Good Boy, wins today's 10th race out at Oaklawn.
10th at Oaklawn. That's the 6th Baddest Good Boy, 9-2 on the morning line. John, tell us again what's available today at the website.
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Keeland, and Oaklawn selections.
Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in a few weeks when you make your trip out. We have our annual dinner. Always a lot of fun, John.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Let's bring in Toby Callett, who's in South Florida. Good morning, Toby.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Doing good, assuming your conditions are better than they are at Aqueduct today.
Yep, everything is fine. It's in the low 80s, a little humid. Summer is actually, the evenings have cooled off, but during the day, that summer humidity is starting to creep in. It is mid-April, so it is to be expected.
It looks like kind of a nuts and bolts card today at Gulfstream, and I know John Lindo wanted to get a couple things from you, so go ahead, John.
Good morning, Toby. Hey, first thing, you know, it hasn't been advertised a whole lot down there at Gulfstream, but that mandatory payout that was supposed to end their champions meet has been put back and delayed, and actually is going to be held tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Very good of you to point out that it's almost been a secret as opposed to letting people know. I can only tell you this. I wish today's last 6 races were tomorrow's last 6, because we'd have a chance to make the tote board spark, so to speak. But that's the way it goes.
Well, you know, you can clean out the pool today and just stop the whole thing if you want to do that. So that's fine with us, as long as you...
I tried that once before years ago, and I had 5 out of 6, and was sick because I ran second, and I don't know if it would have been the whole thing, but it would have been a whole lot of money. It was for like a $16.80 bet. So I wouldn't mind doing that. I might take a shot. I know the pick 5 is in my wheelhouse today because races 6 and 10 are on my sheet. The radio play is race 8, and the radio play is only going to be a 10-1 morning line, which if we get half, I'll start betting right now. So what else is
there? Well, let's have it. Let's have the radio play.
Oh, it's time to cut to the chase. All right. Race 8, I like the 6. Her name is Cavalli d'Oro. This is one of 2 Marcassi trainees, the other being the 4 Golden Canary. Don't be surprised to see him run 1-2. Also, I'm looking at the 7 Freedom Speech and the 10 Sensitivity. That's 6-4, 7-10. Say hello to Gwen on your way to the window to collect.
Ah, that's a new one. That's a new twist. Gwen and Ken. Ten, keep it fresh, Ken and Gwen.
You know, gotta keep it fresh.
I like it. So Toby likes the card. Get involved. TobyCallett.com, today'sracingdigest.com. His play is in the 8th race at Gulfstream, and that's Cavalli d'Oro, and a whole lot of exotics behind that. Good luck today, Toby.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right, that was Toby Kellett. John, we've got a couple minutes before we break, so let's, as we often do, talk about how much we enjoy the products at DRF.
Absolutely. You can bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Pass Performances. With one of the best in-class products, you now get all 3 PP formats, and that includes the DRF Classic Formulator, which we talk about all the time, and the Timeform US for the horses coming over from overseas. You can access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them out today.
John, I want to mention one other thing. And, you know, Keeneland postponed their first couple days. They had to run 8 straight days of racing, ending with this Sunday. It's a short meet, but you talk about, and their motto, racing as it's meant to be. They just seem to do everything right, John. Look at their online program. It's free to the public. This thing has more information, how to bet, what bets mean, the terminologies. It is just a great product. So if you get a chance, and John, you can comment on this if you'd like. It's very fan-friendly.
Well, absolutely. And I'll give you another example, too. This week there was a 2-day pick 6 carryover going into one of the cards, and they got the scratches and changes of 3 hours before the first post time. They gave the handicappers enough time to take the horses out and make your adjustments, do your handicapping, and get involved. And all that does is drive handle and make it easier for the horse players. It gives them a better experience. And isn't that kind of the whole idea? You want to have fun doing this? So hats off to Keeneland for doing a lot of things the right way.
John, one other note, a local jockey, Abel Cedillo, is going to be moving his tack out of California. We've seen this with Mario Gutierrez and maybe some others going on to that Oaklawn, Kentucky circuit where the big money is.
Well, you know, he was down there at Ellis Park during the wintertime, but as the big guns are coming in for Churchill Downs, I think it's a good business decision. You go out to Oaklawn right now, and you can be a big fish in a small pond, and he's done well during the wintertime, and you have a lot of the same horsemen who have horses in Kentucky that also have horses at Oaklawn. So I think he's probably got some connections to get up and running right when he hits the ground there.
Let's take our final time out. When we come back, Scott Shapiro, Michael Rona, and with Schapper. He loves golf and loves watching it the way I do. It's Masters Week, and hey, we saw Carl Spackler put on a show at Keeneland yesterday. We'll talk about that with Scott Shapiro, Michael Rona. That's the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, as our general manager Nate Newby stated, for 90 years, Santa Anita Park has stood strong as a pillar of winter racing, and this year only enhanced that position. We continue to be thankful to the owners and trainers, horse players, fans, and our staff who combined to make Santa Anita the great race place. Indeed, our classic meet posted increases in all key metrics, and we especially want to thank you, our great fans. Our Hollywood meet will open on Friday, April 18th, and continue through Sunday, June 15th. As we did last meet, we will continue to offer a fantastic wagering menu that includes the traditional $2 pick 6, along with low 15% takeout bets like the $5 late dilly double, the $3 all-turf pick 3, and the $3 late pick 3, and of course, the ever-popular pick 5s. Our Hollywood meet will also offer exciting events like the huge Spring Carnival on opening weekend and the biggest Easter egg hunt in the San Gabriel Valley on April 20th with over 30,000 Easter eggs. Go to SantaAnita.com for all the details, and we will see you on opening day Friday, April the 18th, here at Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We're going to go right to Scott Shapiro. He's been doing work for Express Bet and DRF. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. Should be a fun weekend.
Yeah, well, with Masters Week and Carl Spackler winning yesterday at Keeneland, that didn't take a hunch bet because he was the odds-on horse. But, man, what a win and what a week for golf. The Masters, a tradition unlike any other.
Yes, probably the one thing left that I know I want to get to somehow, some way in life. But, yeah, Carl Spackler, you figured with Chad Brown bringing him back for his five-year-old campaign in a grade one right away, he's probably going to run well, but I don't know if I expected that.
Shapper, wanted you to preview the Lexington today. Goes as the ninth at Keeneland. There are two scratches in there. We've still got a field of seven. To me, it looked like the race goes through the favorite Praetor. What'd you think?
I think so as well. Yeah, scratches of Rolando and Touchy, who ran this week, but have already run on this card run at Keeneland. And I think Praetor is definitely the one to beat. He's 2-1 on the line. Done very little wrong thus far. He ran third in the mud to Ferocious back in the summer of last year at Saratoga, but then two big wins. Well, one win against Sovereignty to break his maiden, and then an easy win off the bench last time out. So tons of talent here, but has to prove himself still at two turns. Same can be said for Bullard, who probably is the second choice when this goes off. Bullard spiked the fever before the Rebel. So, of course, that Michael McCarthy was high on in addition to journalism, but, was taken off the trail. I think he's got a shot to run very well in here and maybe look forward to the Preakness thing with Praetor. But we shall see. I think it's those two and everybody else.
John, what do you have for Shapper?
Well, Scott, I know you did a lot of work, including some key plays at Keeneland today. It's a terrific 11-race card. They're on the track for the first race. Did you want to go there for a play? Did you have Oaklawn in mind? Where do you want to go for a radio play today?
Let's go to Keeneland, and I just wanted to correct myself. If Journalism wins the Derby, I don't think they're going to send a stablemate to him in the Preakness. But I'm going to go to Keeneland, race number three, and it's a maiden special weight. It's three-year-old filly's gone two turns on the turf. And I like number nine, Sarah Veda, in here quite a bit. Daughter of Papet out of the Dam Cambodia, who many of you might remember. A very nice runner on the grass out in Southern California for Tom Proctor and sustained ownership for Winterquarter Farm. This one ran really well at 28-1 on debut to finish third. Tough trip for Gulfstream Park when you get caught three wide in the first turn and are off slow. Overcame that, finished well. The winner was Inside Speed. I think this is a very talented filly for a barn that generally has horses primed for this meet and that run better second start than first. So we'll go with number nine, Sarah Veda, in race three at 9-2 on the line.
Thank you, Schaffer. Have a great week. Enjoy the weekend with the Masters and racing. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Good luck today, guys.
All right. That was Scott Shapiro. Final stop will be down at Los Alamitos. It's track announcer Michael Rona. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, tell us about the Virginia Highland Stakes tonight. That's your feature.
Yeah, it's a continuation of the excellent program for fillies and mares. I would say the best stakes program in the country for the fillies and mares at Los Alamitos. And this race is at 350 yards, capping a nine-race card tonight. Favorite for the Virginia Highland Stakes from the rail is Miss Isao JQM, who was a superstar in her native Brazil. She was 10 for 10 in her native land. Since coming to the U.S., she's had two wins and 4 seconds. So she is an exactaholic. She's never been out of the top two in 16 career starts. She won the Dashingly Stakes in January, was just beaten in the Denim and Diamonds last time out, beaten by Nymphette, who's not in this field. So I think she is the one to beat despite the rail draw. Tempting Barbie number seven's an interesting customer, a four-year-old mare who came to California for the Brad McKenzie Winter Championship and finished midfield 6 of 10 in the finals. That's against males. That's a big grade one race. So be interesting to see how she fits in against the fillies and mares. She's out in gate seven as the 3-1 second choice on Ed Burgard's morning line. She had good New Mexico three-year-old form in some derbies and oaks. So they are the top two, but I'd go for the rail runner, Miss Isao JQM from Brazil.
John Lindo.
Well, Michael, I know first post time tonight at 6:05. And by the way, I like the term exactaholic. I think that's pretty cool. And you come up with two radio winners the last 2 weeks. Let's make a hat trick. Let's get a radio winner from you tonight.
Okay, mate. Well, in the penultimate race, the 300-yard quarter horse maiden, race number eight, our favorite chance stands out to me as a good value play at 6-1. He has a litany of trouble lines across his 8 starts to date, and I think the ultimate equipment change was much needed. Apart from trouble at the start of many of his races, he's just been hard to ride, very difficult horse to handle, and I took a look at his gate work on the 26th of March since being gelded, and it just looked a more focused, professional version of our favorite chance. I think the gelding is key for this one, and at 6-1 he appeals from the outside post, number eight in race eight. We have a series of 4 2-year-old races tonight, races 4 through 7. The 6th and 7th are the first 300-yard juvenile races of the season. We've been going at 220 yards so far, and race 6 contains what most people are suggesting would be the strongest 2-year-old race of the season so far. Some well-bred horses with some good gate work. So do check out the 6th race in particular. And next week we have the Kindergarten Futurity Trials on Saturday with no live racing on Easter Sunday.
Michael, great rundown. Looking forward to the card tonight. Good luck, and let's make it 3 weeks in a row.
Okay, thanks, fellas. First post is 6:05, tomorrow at 5:10.
Thank you. Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. John, we're about out of time. Remember, if you want to get to those simulcast locations, the OC Tavern, the Derby Room, the Paddock on 5th, and the Gas Lamp Tavern, all open and waiting to serve you. Thanks to Elise Diaz inside. Mike Wilman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned. Andy Harris, he's on remote, the SoCal Restaurant Show, and racing resumes on Friday at Santa Anita. John, thanks for co-hosting. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the good racing and the Masters. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 6 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hey, Angels fans. Ever dreamed of having your own permanent mark at Angel Stadium? Well, now you can with Angels personalized bricks. Get your name or a special message on a brick in front of the ballpark. Visit angels.com/bricks to order yours.
Hey, Angels fans. Looking for 100% MLB verified tickets? Then call off the search and head to StubHub. StubHub has been the leading ticket marketplace for buying and selling tickets for over 20 years. StubHub will get you where you want to be. Always stress-free, always guaranteed. StubHub, an official partner of the Los Angeles Angels.
Springtime is here and baseball season is officially underway. And don't miss your chance to add your favorite players from the diamond in your